you're listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today's key verses come from Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 20, which say, "Beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Grapes are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor figs from thistles, are they? So every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So then you will know them by their fruits." In today's episode, Jeff Fish addresses one of the most urgent issues facing the modern church, the rise of false prophets, and how to discern the real prophet from the counterfeit. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another day of Awaken to Deliver. Yesterday, we uncovered the sacred role of prophets in guiding and guarding the church. We looked at how true prophetic voices are watchmen, interceding, confronting sin, and keeping the body of Christ aligned with God's will. But if there's anything the Word of God makes clear, it's this: not every voice claiming to be prophetic is truly from the Lord. And that's what we need to deal with today: how to discern true prophets from false ones. So let's begin where Jesus did, in Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 20. He says, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Grapes are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor figs from thistles, are they? So every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. So then you will know them by their fruits." Jesus wasn't warning us about something theoretical. He was telling us what to expect. False prophets are real. They are active, and they are persuasive, and they are very dangerous. They come wrapped in charisma. They often sound convincing, but inwardly, Jesus says, they are wolves, predators disguised as sheep. So how do we tell the difference? Well, let's take a moment to explore what Scripture gives us as guidelines. First, we go to Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 20 to 22, and it says this: "But the prophet who speaks a word presumptuously in my name, a word which I have not commanded him to speak, that prophet shall die. When the prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, and the thing does not come true, that is the thing which the Lord has not spoken." So here's the first test: accuracy. If someone claims to speak for the Lord, and what they say does not come to pass, the Bible is clear. They were not sent by God. That's not a prophetic word. That's a presumptuous one. And listen, this is especially important when dealing with people who claim the office of a prophet. In the New Testament, we understand that prophetic gifts flow through imperfect vessels. We prophesy in part, but when someone carries the mantle of a prophet, there must be a consistent track record of accuracy, spiritual maturity, and alignment with both the Word and the Spirit. Second, we test the doctrine. Go to 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 to 3. It says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. A true prophetic voice will always point to Jesus, not away from him. If someone says they're hearing from God, but they minimize who Jesus is, reject the authority of Scripture, or twist foundational truths, you can be sure they are not operating by the Holy Spirit. False prophets may use spiritual language, but they deny sound doctrine. They distort the gospel. They are more concerned with revelation than with the revealer. Now let's go to Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 16 and 17, where the Lord gives a strong rebuke. He says, "Do not listen to the words of the prophets who are prophesying to you. They are leading you into futility. They tell a vision of their own imagination, not from the mouth of the Lord. They keep saying to those who despise me, 'You will have peace.' And as for everyone who walks in the stubbornness of his own heart, they say, 'Disaster will not come on you.'" That brings us to the third test, the fruit of the message. False prophets preach peace when God is calling for repentance. They affirm sin instead of confronting it. They make people feel safe in their rebellion rather than calling them to return to the Lord. They prophesy what people want to hear, not what they need to hear. They avoid correction. They bypass holiness. And they often cloak it all in emotional hype and mystical language to appear more spiritual than submitted. Now, I want to walk you through a comparison real quick. A true prophet exalts Jesus Christ, not themselves. They walk in humility, not pride. They call people to holiness, not comfort in sin. They speak what God is saying, even if it costs them followers, invitations, or applause. They love the word of God, and they never speak anything that contradicts it. They are submitted to spiritual authority. They walk in accountability. They bear the fruit of the Spirit. And when you're around them, there is conviction, not confusion. There is clarity, not chaos. Now contrast that with a false prophet. They promote themselves more than they promote Jesus. They're often resistant to correction. They reject accountability. Their prophecies lack depth. They rarely call for repentance and often revolve around vague emotional promises, breakthroughs, blessings, money, and influence. They crave attention, not transformation, and they may appear anointed, but their fruit is rotten. Their lives lack integrity, and their words, when truly tested, don't stand to the scrutiny of Scripture. And Jesus said, "You will know them by their fruits." That's not an opinion. It's a divine measuring stick. The fruit of their life, the fruit of their message, the fruit of their ministry, not their stage presence, not their charisma, their fruit. And now that we've looked at what Scripture says, let's talk about practical red flags that can expose a false prophet. First, if someone is always saying, "God told me," then they rarely open the Bible. They're not prophetic. They're presumptuous. Prophetic voices live in the Word. They measure everything they receive against it. They don't just chase fresh revelation. They steward timeless truth. Second, if a person can't be corrected, confronted, or questioned, run. The spirit of pride will always mask itself as spiritual authority, but true prophets know that they are stewards, not masters, and they remain humble before God and submitted to leadership. Third, if the focus is always on dreams, visions, angelic encounters, or mysterious codes, but never on Jesus, there's a problem. The prophetic ministry is not about drawing attention to mystical experiences. It's about revealing the heart of God and pointing people to Christ. Revelation chapter 19, verse 10 says, "The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." If Jesus isn't being glorified, it isn't prophecy, period. So what do we do with all of this? We go back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 20 and 21. It says, "Do not despise prophetic utterances, but examine everything. Hold firmly to that which is good." And that's the balance. Don't reject the prophetic because of abuse. Don't become skeptical or cynical. Don't throw away the gift because someone misused it. Instead, test it. Examine it. Weigh it. Hold on to what is truly from the Lord and let the rest fall to the ground. And as we bring this episode to a close, let's reflect on this truth. There is a real prophetic voice rising in this generation. It's not always the loudest voice. It's not always the most popular voice. But it's the one that's carrying the burden of the Lord. It's the one that trembles at his voice. It's the one that still weeps over sin, still calls for repentance, and still points to the cross. Don't chase sensationalism. Don't be impressed by charisma. Look for fruit. Look for Jesus. Look for the Word. And let the Holy Spirit give you the discernment to recognize the true from the false. Tomorrow, we will wrap up this powerful week by exploring how prophecy builds faith and how you can receive and respond when God sends a word into your life. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find the links to all of Awakened Bible Ministry's socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.